And you're welcome back to the programme. I'm joined on the line now by Sabina Trench from Schlienua Careers. Good evening to you, Sabina.
Good evening, Aidan.
And thank you very much indeed, as always, for joining us. An email in this evening from VK. Sabina, I'm going for a general operative job with a multinational next week. Any ideas on questions? Many thanks, and that's from VK.
Right, okay, well, this is quite direct, so let's get
indeed
on with it. Yeah, I suppose, look, it is hard to predict questions for some interviews, but the one thing I would say is, you know, we sometimes talk, Aidan, about these competency-based interviews, you know, things about leadership and working as part of a team and that. And those tend to be very structured type interviews, whereas this for a general operative might be maybe not as formal, a little bit more informal when it comes to questions. So the one thing I would say is to be ready for that that general question. Again, we've spoken about it, you know, tell me a bit about yourself or talk me through your CV or your career to date. And that's a nice introduction and opportunity for you to, and for that listener to listen carefully now and draw out the relevant information from their CV or their career to date that is particularly relevant to the type of position that might be, or the type of work that might be involved in general operative. That might be even, you know, saying I spent, 5 years in Baxter working evenings and weekends and shift work or something like that. You know, so there's no need to start, which often happens in the tell me about yourself question, where people kind of start with, well, I did the leave insert in 1983 and then I did this. You know, we don't need a walk through. What we need you to do, and we need your listener to do, is to pull out the most important information from that, from their previous work experience or work history that is relevant to the type of work that might be involved. There might be an element of heavy lifting involved, and I, you know, bring that into it. Other things then, you know, what else might be involved in a general operative? The first thing I would say is you're not going to be there on your own, so you're going to have to work as part of a team. So I'd be ready for some kind of question that would have to do about, maybe particularly for anyone who might be coming from self-employment, or, you know, I know certain people maybe from farming backgrounds can find, you know, shift work in a company, a multinational, very handy, you know, to link with farming, and you can do both. So anyone who's maybe working alone at the moment, I would think of a way around that, how maybe, for example, you might be really looking forward to working with people because you've spent the last 6 years working on your own, for example. Or go back into your history of work and see if there ever was a time where you were a member of, you know, 5 or 6 people on a team.
So clearly then for this particular individual, mm-hmm, we're not talking about leadership or particular skills. We're simply saying, look at your work ethic, your work experience, yeah, and build on, mm-hmm, that.
You've touched on something there, I think, as well, that's really important. You know, the work ethic. And it's, you know, never underestimate the person that will, you know, maybe come in that extra 10 minutes in the morning for the handover that might necessarily be essential, but that they like to do it just to find out if there was any problems on the line or on the machine, maybe the night before, from the person they're taking over from, for example. You know, and being willing and able to say that, you know, maybe show an example from your previous work experience, mm, where you went the extra mile, you stayed the extra hour, maybe, you know, you were working on a job in construction and the deadline for move-in date was that Friday, so you literally, you know, worked 17 hours days all that week just to make sure that the work was done and that you were willing to do that when it was needed. So that whole idea of work ethic, you know, it's thinking a bit deeply about, you know, the people on the other side of the table. What are they looking for? They want somebody who's going to show up every day at the time that is allocated, can work well with people, because there is no doubt about it that you will be part of some kind of a team or, you know, a unit on a team. The other thing as well is actually maybe careful for those people maybe coming from maybe long periods of self-employment or maybe unemployment here, is can you take a direction and supervision?
And you see, you the know, thing is as well, Sabina, just going back to the work ethic, you know, that those 10 or 15 minutes that you give without making an issue of it, without seeking to be compensated for it, may be a very good investment in terms of future advancement within the company.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, who doesn't love the person that'll give the extra mile? Mm. I have a little thing on my computer and it says, go the extra mile, it's never crowded. So, you know.
Very true indeed.
It is very true. So don't assume that everybody is like that, because the fact is that everybody isn't. And that's for all sorts of different reasons. It could be commitments. They might have, you know, children to pick up from a preschool or a play school or something that have to be out the door at 5 o'clock, and that's all well and good. But from your point of view, what you're trying to do in that interview is give them that little extra bit about you that would give you the advantage. But certainly within an organisation, if you display those kinds of qualities, and I think your listener mentioned a multinational, I mean, there would generally tend to be opportunities there for advancement for people who are willing and show a bit of, you know, ambition.
So for VK then, it's work experience, work ethic,
and supervision
work
and teaming.
And supervision and working on a team. Very good.
Yeah.
We must leave it there. Sabina Trench, as always, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. A little shorter than usual. I am up against the clock, but thank you very much indeed for that.
Not at all. Great to talk. Bye.
A very good evening to you.